The tender was working for Trident Seafoods. Trident and the U.S. Coast Guard are responding to the incident. Petty Officer Jonathan Klingenberg is a spokesman for Coast Guard Sector Anchorage. He admits that the weather Sunday was impacting the response effort.
The ceiling is a little bit low for us to get aircraft up in the air, but we're in the pollution response phase of it right now, to where if it does start, leaking whatever fuel that it has on board, that we'd be able to contain it. Basically, the safety of the responders and the safety of the natural habitat around where this turned over is our number one priority.
So far, there have been no reports of fuel in the water, but the Lone Star is apparently still at anchor in the mouth of the Agushik River, but it's upside down. Klingenberg confirms all of the crew on board the tender made it safely off the vessel.
From reports of the master of the vessel, they were at anchor, and when the tide changed, the chain drug against their boat and popped off the transducer and caused them to start taking on water. Within 30 minutes of the report of them saying that, hey, we're going to be in trouble here, there was a local Good Samaritan fishing vessel nearby, and they were able to safely remove the crew from the vessel.
The crew of the Lone Star being taken to Dillingham, and they are expected to arrive sometime Monday. Klingenberg confirms the vessel is upside down in the mouth of the river, but he believes it's still at anchor.
There's no reports of any pollution right now. Obviously, it is a motor vehicle of some kind, and there is stuff on board, but there's no reports of pollution at this time, and we're working, we'll be there to respond to it if anything does leak out of it.
Klingenberg couldn't provide details about what assets will be used to respond to the capsized tender, but he did confirm the Coast Guard will be jointly working with Trident Seafoods. If fuel is found to be leaking from the Lone Star, the response will include booming off the vessel and using skimming equipment to collect any fuel in the water. Klingenberg noted that the vessel is being monitored. He says the Coast Guard is asking fishermen and others to help them monitor for pollution.
If somebody sees, some form of pollution or even forms of, like, harmed wildlife or anything like that, please report it, because, like I said, the Coast Guard's, number one priority is right now is going to be the safety of the responders and the safety of the environment in the area.
If you see any pollution, you can call Coast Guard Sector Anchorage. The number is 907-271-6700. In response to the rollover of the Lone Star, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has closed the entire set net fishery in the Agushik section of the Nushagak Commercial Fishing District. Fish and Game also closed a large area around the mouth of the Agushik River to drift net fishing. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.